Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3230. Star Wars Visions Volume 2 is out, and before we dive into the shorts, we're going to talk about what they mean and how you can think about them in terms of the dreaded C word. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So as with Season 1 of Star Wars Visions, Season 2 should not be thought of as strictly canon. However, James Wa, who is a VP with Lucasfilm and an executive producer on Visions, says that they could fit within a canonical perspective, quote unquote, which basically means that if they take place within an identifiable part of the Star Wars timeline, then you could possibly lean into the idea that maybe some of the stories in Star Wars Visions are more canonical than others. However, that's not really even the point with Star Wars Visions. The whole idea behind the project was to give various animation studios the freedom to create stories that are based on the Star Wars mythos, the Star Wars ideas, basically the underpinnings of this magical space opera that we all get to enjoy. So while some of the stories may in fact borrow canonical elements, it's only to support storytelling where they have the freedom to do and say anything that they want to within the idea of what a Star Wars story could and should be. Now, I got to thinking about this a little bit in terms of when we've started to develop a couple of continuity issues in the current canon storytelling situation, and Pablo Hidalgo has talked about things being seen through different narrators' eyes, and you can consider things being essentially the same, but when it's being told from a certain point of view, you might hear different details. So that allows us the wiggle room for canon storytelling to have a continuity and to not necessarily contradict, for there to be possibly new ways to look at things depending on the perspective. But I don't think that's quite the way we should be thinking about Star Wars Visions. I think it's more appropriate to consider it alongside books like George Mann's Myths and Fables and Dark Legends and his co-authoring of The Life Day Treasury with Kevin Scott, or The Legends of Luke Skywalker by Ken Liu, or even with a more direct connection, the novel Ronin by Emma Miko-Kandin, which is a Star Wars Visions novel. That's as far as the fiction side of the house goes. On the nonfiction side of things, I think it would properly align with in-universe books that have been written. Most recently, for example, the High Republic Chronicles of the Jedi book, or the Traveler's Guide to Batuu, like those sorts of books. Or Scum and Villainy, or the Smuggler's Guide, you get the idea. So there may be some truth to them after all, but really they're just there for us to enjoy some radically different perspectives on the idea of Star Wars, and I'm very much looking forward to going over all the new animated shorts with you. So we'll be doing that over the next few days, but for now, that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.